I have one last question for you.
Okay.
On what is your opinion, and this is one that we talk about a lot, and I have an experience too with this, about properties that have what's called bully books on it. Do you subscribe to that opinion?
To a certain degree, yeah. Uh-huh. I think it gets used way too much. You know, when I started managing my farm years ago, I tried to save every buck that come along. I wasn't going to shoot. I didn't care if he had 6 points or 16 points. I wanted to get them all to 5 years old. And well, I started at four. And then when I got pretty good at shooting four-year-olds, I raised it to five. And then, you know, now I'm pretty much at six. But that doesn't mean I won't shoot the right 4 or 5-year-old. But, you know, what I learned was that most of the time, the bucks that I was losing, when I tried to save them all, the bucks that I was losing were the best antlered bucks. And what I was left with was, you know, the bigger bodied 8-pointers, you know, maybe 135, 140-inch 8-pointer that had a bigger body. He was running off the 150 and 160-inch bucks that didn't have quite as big a body but had a nicer rack. So I think there is something to that bully buck thing, but like a lot of things in the deer hunting world, I think it's misunderstood to some degree. For example, I see a lot of these whitetail land managers, consultants, whatever, you know, promoting the idea that the mature bucks won't bed with the does and they won't bed with other mature bucks. They want their own space and this and that. And my property is just a prime example that blows all those ideas out of the water. I think that where we really miss the boat as deer hunters and land managers is we don't give mature bucks enough credit for being individuals. And yeah, all mature bucks have tendencies, just like all old men have tendencies. But not all old men run to Florida everywhere. You know, some of us stay in the Midwest or the North or where we're from. And it's the same way with these old bucks. You know, they've all got their different personality traits, and I don't think most hunters give them enough credit for being individuals.
Yeah, true. Well, Don, thank you so much for this interview. This is the one I have been looking forward for a really long time. How do people get to Whitetail Master Academy? What's the website address?
It's just whitetailmasteracademy.com.
Well, that's easy.
Yep.
Don, there's thanks.
There's free videos on there, too, so you don't have to subscribe until you've got a good feel for what the site's about, and then when you do subscribe, you get to see a whole lot more.
Oh, that is fantastic. Don, thank you so much, and good luck this season, although I probably don't need it.
Yeah, well, anytime I can help you out, I'll be more than happy to. Always appreciate what you've done for the hunting industry and the voice you've given us.
Thanks a lot, Don. I appreciate it. Well, good luck.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.